You told her what? Luke was accepting a cup of caff from Jaina and nearly spilled it as she told him what she had said to Vistara.
You heard me,
Jaina said, plopping into a chair opposite her uncle. They were meeting in Luke's quarters with the doors closed, so there was no chance of their being overheard.
You want me to take a Sith whose trustworthiness seems to depend on the time of day, the season, and the phases of whatever moons happen to be nearby with us on a potentially dangerous mission to the Sith homeworld?
That's about right. Yes, Jaina said.
Please give me a reason for why you think this is a good idea in any way, shape, or form.
I'll give you more than one, Jaina said. First, it's because she's a Sith. She grew up with this, Luke, like I grew up in a family of Jedi. Her culture is obsessed with its history, and she probably knows more about the ancient Sith, their technology, languages, and maybe even alchemy than we do. If her own safety and life are on the line, she'll tell us what she knows if we run across anything useful.
Set a thief to catch a thief, Luke said rather glumly.
Something like that, Jaina said.
Her face split into an impish grin.
You know, it always works when we send my dad out after people with shady reputations.
Can't argue with success, Luke said, allowing himself a small smile.
Two, Jaina continued, Ship really does have a bond with her. That means if we get her near him, even if we can't find him, he'll be able to find her.
Why does that thought not fill me with delight? Luke asked rhetorically.
It should,
Jaina said, ignoring the sarcasm and choosing to address the question literally.
Even if he attacks, he'd be showing himself. And that's what we want, right?
Luke was forced to agree.
You make a persuasive argument.
Jag must be rubbing off on me,
she said.
In all seriousness, though, Vistara Kai is a unique asset. We should make use of her.
Luke sighed.
I'm still very, very leery of bringing her along with us. I think it's asking for trouble.
He had been looking down at the rapidly cooling cup of caff, but now he lifted his eyes to her.
She's Sith, Jaina. Not just a dabbler, not a victim, not a fallen Jedi. Born and raised in an entire community of Sith. I'm convinced she's not going to throw that aside and wholeheartedly join us. But I know Ben still thinks she can be redeemed.
There are those, commented Jaina dryly, who still think you can't be redeemed. Or Grandfather, or Aunt Mara, or Kip Durin, or...
Luke held up his hand.
Point made. But those were different.
Were they? Or do you just want to think they're different because you're worried about your son getting hurt?
Luke opened his mouth to retort, then closed it again. Jaina was right. His very quickness to respond negatively was proof of that. While Jedi did have to make split-second decisions over life and death matters, they were also not supposed to react emotionally, or to rush down a path recklessly. And he was doing precisely that.
I do worry about Ben, he admitted. He's a strong young man, and wise. Much wiser than I was at his age. And no, you don't have to agree with me, he added, as Jaina drew breath to speak.
They smiled at each other.
I don't think for a moment she'll bring him over to the dark side, but I think he might get hurt, physically and emotionally, because he wants this so badly. He cares for her, Jaina. I can feel it.
Which means she can too, most likely, Jaina said. I don't want to get overly sentimental here, Uncle Luke, but don't underestimate the power of love. It's pulled two family members back from the dark side already. Ben may be 16, but he's not a fool.
She leaned forward, her dark eyes intense.
Maybe if he believes she's redeemable, it's because she is.
Luke was silent.
All right, he said at last. Vistara can come with us to Korriban. But we're going to be watching her every minute.
Of course we will. And drink your caff. It's getting cold.